الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he says رحمه الله تعالى باب ذكري الريب باب ذكري الريب The chapter with regards to the mention of الريب and الريب it means شك متردد it means doubt and uncertainty it means doubt and uncertainty الشك والريب to have doubt and suspicion and uncertainty what is intended here is with regards to faith and iman والعياذ بالله and this is a great disease This is a great and dangerous disease from the diseases of the heart that a person, he would have doubt in his heart about La ilaha illallah, about the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he'd have doubt in his heart about Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he'd have doubts about these affairs or doubts about something that Allah He has informed of in His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, or doubts about something that the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has mentioned, and it's been reported from Him authentically. This is a dangerous affair. And the opposite of ash-shakk wal-rayb is al-yaqeen. Al-yaqeen, certainty. And the opposite of doubt and suspicion And uncertainty is certainty. Al-yaqeen. So therefore what is required to establish sincere faith and to be safe from this dangerous disease, one he must have certainty. And al-yaqeen, the people of knowledge, they mention, huwa al-ilmu al-kamil. Al-ilmu al-kamil. Yani complete knowledge. Complete knowledge, yani knowledge that is complete, and knowledge that is rasikh, likewise, that is grounded and firm and deeply rooted in the heart. The people of knowledge, they mention about al-yaqeen. They say, al-yaqeenu min al-imani bi manzilati ruhi lil-jasad. Al-yaqeenu min al-iman bi manzilati ruhi lil-jasad. That the reality of certainty with regards to sincere faith, yani al-iman, is that of the soul compared to the body. Is that of the soul compared to the body. Meaning that so long the soul, the ruh, is inside of the body has life. The body has life. But whenever the soul, it leaves the body, then that body, it has no life and it's dead. That body has no life and is dead. Likewise, al-iman. So long as there is certainty, then the iman is present. And if the certainty leaves, then the iman, it leaves along with that. And then the iman, it leaves along with that. From the conditions of faith, al-yaqeen. From the conditions of the authenticity of the statement, la ilaha illallah, al-yaqeen. Al-munafi lil-shakki wal-rayb. Certainty which is contrary and which eliminates and removes all doubts and suspicions and hesitation. All doubts and suspicion and hesitation. And with regards to that which has come in the revelation and in the legislation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people of knowledge, they mention likewise that the affair of al-yaqeen, whenever it's coupled with sabr, in this manner a person, he reaches the status of leadership and authority in the deen. Yani he reaches the level of al-imama fi al-deen. Whenever one, he has certainty and it's solid and firm, and that's coupled with sabr, patience in the path of Allah, seeking the favor and the pleasure of Allah, then in this manner one, he will reach the highest status of authority and leadership in the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ Allah, He mentioned about those previous nations, those who were upright from them. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. And we have made from them imams, yani leaders who are followed absolutely in their religion. They're followed in their creed, and they're followed in their deeds, and their manners, and their etiquettes, and they're followed in their worship. And they're upright role models for the people. They're upright role models for the people. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And they guide the people by our command. And by the permission of Allah, they guide by the command of Allah, meaning by the revelation of Allah. This is what they are upon themselves, and this is what they call to and direct the people with. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ. Whenever they were patient, yani they were patient in the path of Allah in all aspects of patience, and likewise they had certainty. And in this manner, they reached that status of al-imamah, al-imamatu fi al-deen, to be considered a true imam and a role model in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned specifically that those who truly benefit, those who truly benefit from the ayat of Allah, from the signs of Allah, from the verses of Allah, from the evidences and proofs indicating the majesty and the greatness and the power and the ability to do all things, and that Allah, He possesses, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs and the evidences that indicate that He has encompassed all things in knowledge, and that He has the ability to do all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who truly benefit from these signs, they are the people of certainty, the people of sincere faith and certainty. And those who have no doubt in the signs of Allah in His book, which are recited, and no doubt in the signs of Allah in His creation, which are witnessed and seen with the eyes, and they're both reflected upon and pondered upon, those who have certainty in these signs, they are the ones who benefit. They are the ones who benefit from the knowledge. They are the ones who benefit from the knowledge. Allah, He says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُصِرُونَ. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of which is, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُقِنِينَ. And in the earth, there are signs. In the earth, there are signs for those people who have certainty. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And in your own selves. And in the creation of the earth and that which is therein, and likewise in the creation of your own souls, there are signs. There are signs. Who benefits from these signs? لِلْمُقِنِينَ. The people of Ariqan. Yani yaqeen, certainty. Certainty. They're the ones who benefit. And likewise, they are the ones who are the people of sincere faith and truthfulness. And they are the people of guidance and success in this life. And the people who are contrary, meaning the people of doubt and suspicion, and the people of uncertainty, they are the people of the blazing fire. And they are the inhabitants of the hellfire. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And from the aspects of disbelief, and disbelief is more than one aspect, الْكُفْر and why. And there's different types of disbelief, major and minor. And from the major disbelief, there are different types, different manners that major disbelief occurs. And from that, الشك, كُفْرُ الشك, والريب, to have doubt and suspicion, and to have uncertainty in the fundamentals and the foundations of al-Islam and the pillars of faith, and that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has come with. So this is from the aspects of disbelief. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَلْيَقِينُ رُوحُ أَعْمَالِ الْقُلُوبِ. فَلْيَقِينُ رُوحُ أَعْمَالِ الْقُلُوبِ. So he says, rahimahullah, that certainty, it is the essence or the soul. The ruh is the soul. And it's known that the soul is what brings life, is what brings life to the body. So al-yaqeen is the soul of the actions of the heart, is the ruh of the actions of the heart, meaning the actions of servitude and worship of the heart. The soul of that is certainty. And from the actions of the heart, al-mahabba, and al-raja, wal-khawf, and al-ragba, wal-rahba, wal-khushu', wal-tawakkul, wal-istiyana, والاستعاذة. All of these are examples of worships of the heart, صدق, الإخلاص. All of these are توحيد. All of these are in the heart, proceeding from the heart, actions of worship of the heart. He's saying here that the soul of this and the life of this lies in al-yaqeen, lies in al-yaqeen, certainty. And then he says again, فَالْيَقِينُ رُوحُ أَعْمَالِ الْقُلُوبِ الَّتِي هِيَ أَرْوَاحُ أَعْمَالِ الْجَوَارِحِ. He said that the certainty, it is the soul of the actions of the hearts, which are the soul of the actions of the body parts. And in the life for the actions of the heart is by way of certainty. By way of certainty, the heart comes alive and worships Allah and relies upon Allah and trusts in Allah and hopes in Allah and fears Allah and singles out Allah alone for all of these actions of worship and loves Allah and prefers Allah and the command of Allah. And from certainty, these affairs, they come to life and they are nourished and they are sustained. And these actions here are the life for the actions of the body parts, are the life and the means to revive the actions of the body parts. So therefore the issue goes back to al-yaqeen, yani ra's al-amr, yani al-yaqeen, the head of the affairs, certainty. Whenever there's certainty, the heart is alive. Whenever the heart is alive, the actions become good and upright, and the statements, they become beneficial and noble, and a man, he becomes steadfast upon the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore the affair of al-yaqeen is the head of the issue. So he says, وَهُوَ حَقِيقَةُ السِّدِّيقِيَّةِ وَهُوَ حَقِيقَةُ السِّدِّيقِيَّةِ وَهُوَ قَطْبُ رِحَاء هَذَا الشَّأْنِ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ مَدَارُهُ. He said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in certainty, it is the reality of a siddiqiyah, reaching this high rank of true of belief and sincere faith and loving the truth and preferring the truth and being honest and truthful. And if there are levels in the deen, and from the highest of them, a siddiqiyah. After that, this prophethood. And if the martyrs and the likes, they have the high ranks, a shuhada, or they have a shahada. And those who are a siddiqun, they have a siddiqiyah, this high rank of sincere faith and trust and reliance and belief and submission and surrender. And he at the head of them, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had no doubt whatsoever. And whenever the people belied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Isra and the Mi'raj, then whenever they came to him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came one morning, he told them, last night I went to Quds and came back, and the people they found that now this is their great opportunity. If he's telling the people this, nobody will believe that. And the people are thinking, oh, this man, he lost his mind now. So they're spreading this, and they're saying, your companion, have you heard what your companion is saying? And that he went to Jerusalem overnight, and he went there, and then he went to the heavens, and he came back all in one night. And this is what he claimed. Whenever this reached Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, if he said it, it's the truth. We believe in something that's greater than that. We believe that he's receiving revelation from the heavens. We believe that he's receiving revelation from the heavens. So if we believe in that, if he said it, then it's the truth. And in this manner, he radiallahu anhu, he reached that level, as-siddiqiyah, and he has high status. So this is by way of certainty. Ibn Qayyim, he says that this certainty, it is the pinnacle point and is the focal point that the rest of this deen revolves around. That the rest of this deen revolves around. And he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, likewise, that the fruit of certainty, the fruit of certainty is trust and reliance and dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having faith, sincere faith, and seeking His help alone and aid, and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fruit of certainty. The one who has certainty that Allah, He is the Lord of the worlds, and he has certainty that Allah, He has the rububiyyah, and that nothing happens in this creation except by the permission of the Creator who created it, and by the permission of the sustainer who is sustaining it. And he has certainty in these affairs, that nothing happens except by the permission of the Mudabbir, who is controlling and disposing of the affairs. Ni'ma al-Mawla wa ni'ma al-Wakil. And he is the best helper and Lord, and he is the best disposer of the affairs. So the one who has certainty in these affairs, and certainty in the beautiful names and attributes of perfection of Allah Azza wa Jal. He has certainty in this. He will rely, he will depend, he will trust, he will hope, he will desire, he will want, yani the aid of Allah and the help of Allah, and he will know that the only way to obtain that and to be safe from Allah is to flee to Allah with obedience and with servitude and surrender. So therefore, in this manner, al-yaqeen, certainty, it is the foundation of the deen. It is the foundation of the deen. The opposite of that is shak and rayb, doubt and suspicion and uncertainty. Allah, he mentioned, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ الْمُبِينَ. He mentioned to his prophet, trust in Allah. Put your trust in Allah. Put your trust in Allah. فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ الْمُبِينَ أي عَلَى يَقِينَ. Put your trust and faith and reliance upon Allah. Verily you are upon the clear truth. And verily you are upon certainty. And an affair that is certain. There's no doubt in it. Al-haq al-mubin. The clear and certain truth. The clear and certain truth. Allahu Akbar. Al-Iman. Sincere faith is al-yaqeen al-jazim. Al-yaqeen al-jazim. To have certain faith. And it is certainty. And this is the reality of al-Iman. We have read from one of the works of Al-Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala in his summarized version of in his summarized interpretation of the Quran known as Taysir Al-Latif Al-Mannan fi khulasati tafsir Al-Quran. It's in one volume. And we have read from this more than one time, and in the end of this work he has mufradat, any vocabulary words and terms that are mentioned in the Quran often. And we read from these terms again, suitable for our lesson tonight, seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the affair of al-ilm wal-yaqeen. Al-ilm wal-yaqeen. Yani because this is the means to cure that disease which will corrupt the heart entirely and entirety. Wal-yadu billah. So he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, al-ilmu wal-yaqeenu, knowledge and certainty. And he gives brief definitions here. So he says, فَالْعِلْمُ هُوَ تَصَوُّرُ الْمَعْلُومَاتِ عَلَى مَا هِيَ عَلَيْهِ. Knowledge, what is true knowledge, truly or truthfully, it is to visualize and to perceive information in the manner it is in reality. This is called knowledge. And to see things, to visualize them, and to perceive them, to understand them, in the manner they are in reality. In the manner they are in reality. This is called knowledge. This is called knowledge. He says, وَلِهَذَا يُقَالُ عَلْإِلْمُ مَا قَامَ عَلَيْهِ الدَّلِيلِ. So for this reason, it's mentioned that knowledge is that which is based upon the proof. Knowledge is that which is based upon the proof. Because if one has the proof and he sees that this is the issue, then the proof indicates that this is a reality. That this is reality. So therefore, that knowledge is in accordance with the proof. And all of this is an indication that this is reality. So this is true knowledge. So he says, وَالْعِلْمُ النَّافِعُ مَا كَانَ مَأْخُوذًا عَنِ الرَّسُولِ. وَالْعِلْمُ النَّافِعُ مَا كَانَ مَأْخُوذًا عَنِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the beneficial knowledge is that which is taken from the Messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has any lines of poetry about this affair, the affairs of knowledge. And from that he says, Al-ilmu ma'rifatu al-huda bidalilihi. Al-ilmu ma'rifatu al-huda bidalilihi. Ma dhaka wa taqlilu yastawiyani. So this is a beautiful line of poetry to memorize. Or even if one just memorized the first part of this line of poetry. The lines of poetry, they always have two parts. The first part is the most important part. And one could consider this the definition of knowledge. The definition of knowledge. And it is, he said, rahimahullah, al-ilmu ma'rifatu al-huda bidalilihi. Knowledge is to know the guidance with the evidence and proof. This is knowledge. So somebody who knows the guidance, meaning the guidance that has come from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the commandments and the prohibitions, and that which is allowed and permissible, and that which is forbidden and impermissible, yani in all aspects, from creed and belief, and from worship, and from manners and dealings, and from contracts, and so on and so forth. The one who knows the guidance that has come with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the evidence, then he has knowledge. Then he has knowledge. And he's not a blind following. Al-ilmu ma'rifatu al-huda bidalilihi. Al-ilmu ma'rifatu al-huda bidalilihi. Ma dhaka wa taqlilu yastawiyani. This and blind following is not equal. This and blind following is not equal. Blind following is to take someone's statement without knowing the proof. It's to follow their position without knowing the evidence for the statement that they have. And for the position that they take. To follow them without evidence and proof. This is blind following. As for knowledge, then it is to follow the guidance based upon an evidence. Based upon an evidence. So, for example, if someone were to say that they had prayed and they forgot to make wudu, what is the ruling here? What is the guidance that has come from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to this issue? What should he do with his prayer? He prayed al-maghrib, and after that he remembered he didn't have wudu. He has to repeat the prayer. He has to go make wudu and repeat the prayer. And he's not excused here. He has to go make wudu and then repeat the prayer. So that's the guidance that has come from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To know that ruling, this is a type of fiqh. And to know that ruling is a type of fiqh. And it's from having fiqh in the deen. But better than that is to know that ruling based upon the evidence. Based upon the evidence. Who knows the evidence for that? La salata liman la wudu'a lah. The second hadith in Umdat al-Ahkam, which is muttafaqun alayhi, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يقبل الله صلاة أحدكم إذا أحدث حتى يتوضأ. That Allah, He does not accept the prayer of any of you if He has invalidated His wudu until He makes wudu. So now, for example, maybe someone would read that one of the scholars, like for example, Shaykh Ibn Baz, he made this fatwa, right? That if he prayed without wudu, he has to go make wudu and pray again. If he didn't know the ruling, he'll be blind following the fatwa of Shaykh Ibn Baz. And this is allowed for him. This is allowed for a Muslim if he didn't know. And because Shaykh Ibn Baz, he's a great scholar from the scholars of the Sunnah. Alhamdulillah. So if a person didn't know, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلِ ذِكْرِي إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. So then he'll be blind following him. But if a person, he learned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now what he used the fatwa of Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. Now he has the evidence here himself. So now he has knowledge in this affair. So knowledge is light for him. So therefore now he can see. Specifically with this issue here, now the light has come on for him. Allah has bestowed him with light in his heart, and this issue is here is clear for him. So if him or anybody he knows were to pray without wudu, and then to remember that, or whatever the case may be, he prayed without wudu, and then he said, what should I do? You tell him the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah, he does not accept the prayer of one of you if he invalidate his wudu until he makes wudu. Until he makes wudu. So therefore you have to go back and make wudu. Allah didn't accept that prayer. So this is the case. And as a believer, he studies and learns, and the more of these issues that he learns in the religion, coupled with evidence, the more his certainty becomes firm. And the more his light becomes solid and bright. And the more he becomes experienced in this affair, and his feet become grounded in knowledge and in faith, by the grace and the mercy of Allah. So he will continue upon this manner. Learning this issue. The first issue, what is the most important issue? أَوَّلُ وَاجِبٌ عَلَى الْأَبِيدِ مَعْرِفَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. The very first obligation upon the slaves before salah, even and wudu, is to know Allah Azza wa Jalla with his tawheed. And to know him by his beautiful names and attributes and his lordship, and to know him by worshipping him alone, with no partner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a believer, he will learn about these affairs, and he will learn the issues in the of tawheed, and learn the evidences and the proofs, any coupled with the mas'ala, and in this manner the light comes by the permission of Allah. And now he's upon guidance and the certainty. The more he learns the issues, coupled with the proofs, the more firm the knowledge becomes in his heart, and certainty becomes grounded. He increases in this manner. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ. So this is the case, yani learning in this manner. So the one who is striving upon this path, then his light is growing and growing, and he can see further and further. Somebody who has a flashlight, like on a keychain, he can see in the dark, right? How far? In front of him. At least he can see in front of him. Somebody who has no keychain, they're walking in the wilderness. They're walking in a bad neighborhood, and there's no lights. The one who has no chain light, he's in trouble. The one who has a chain light, he's not doing so good, but he's better than that one. At least he can see right in front of him. Somebody else comes, he has a big flashlight. Somebody else comes, he has a torch. Somebody else comes, he flips the lights on for everybody. Like this. This is the example of the people of knowledge. So the more knowledge one has, the further one can see. The further one can see. So somebody, he may not even be able to see that he has to make wudu, for example, because he doesn't know the evidence. But the one who knows now, he can see this issue. And if he continues studying the chapter of Tahara and coupling the issues of Tahara with the proofs, now in the chapter of Tahara, he can see good. He can see good. And he's able to solve issues that approach him because he has evidences and he knows the rulings that are derived from them. If he continued into the next chapter of Salah like this, then he will be able to see further and further and further. Some people, their hearts are tight and they can't see far. And because of this, they find themselves in trouble in Allah. They find themselves in a lot of trouble. Yani in the deen, and in their manners, and in their dealings with the people. But somebody who's just as wide, yani with knowledge and with faith, yani you find that there's less troubles for him. Rather, he is the one who's solving the problems. Rather, he is the one who is removing the troubles, and he is the one who is clarifying the issues and the problems. So therefore, the one who has knowledge, then he sees further. He sees further, and he sees deeper, and this is a favor of Allah. All of this comes by learning the masail, coupled with the proof. العلم معرفة الهدى بدليله ما ذاك والتقليل يستويان. So knowledge is to know the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, coupled with the proof, and this is not comparable whatsoever to blind following. Likewise, Ibn Qayyim, he has other lines of poetry that are also in the same manner and also very beautiful, and he mentioned rahimahullah, al ilmu qala Allahu qala rasuluhu qala sahabatu hum ulu arfani, that knowledge, any real knowledge, is what Allah said, and what his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and what the companions said, radiyallahu anhum, because the companions, they are the people of knowledge. They're the people of sound understanding. Al-ilmu qala Allahu qala rasuluhu qala sahabatu hum ulu al-irfani. Hum ulu al-irfani. He said, وَمَا عِلْمُ نَسْبُكَ الْخِلَافِ السَّفَاهَةً بَيْنَ الرَّسُولِ وَبَيْنَ رَأِي فُلَانِ. And knowledge is not being in contradiction or in opposition to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the opinion or the position of so-and-so. And that's not knowledge. And many people, they consider this to be knowledge, that they will listen to the issues and they will mention the issues in the deen, and then they will use the position of the people and their opinions and their minds, and they will oppose the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. And for example, Allah, he says, Ar-Rahmanu ala arshistawa. One of them, he will come and he will say, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that, and Al-Imam Fulan said this, Al-Juwayni said that, and then he will say, Allah, he's in everywhere. Allah, he's everywhere. And Allah himself, he said this. And then the Messenger, he said that Allah is above the heavens. So then he will oppose the evidence and the guidance with his own opinion or the opinion of the people. This is not knowledge. That's not knowledge. And they will use intellect and they'll use beautiful statements and they'll decorate their falsehood with all these words. And if it's like this, then it has to be like that. And since it's like this, then it must be like that. So therefore, he doesn't descend. Also, therefore, he doesn't have a face. Also, therefore, he doesn't have this attribute or that attribute, because if it was like that, then it will be like this. And if it's like that, then that means this. And then this is what they do. And this is what you'll find in the books of those people like this. This is not knowledge. This is misguidance. This is misguidance. Knowledge is to know the issue and the coupled with the proof that has come from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is knowledge here. This knowledge, when it's grounded, what does it lead to? Al-yaqeen. Al-yaqeen. This is the point here. So now the Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah, he says, wal-yaqeen. Akhassu min al-ilmi bi-amrayn. And certainty is more specific than knowledge by two affairs, or in two affairs. And so we have ilm, and then after that, we have al-yaqeen. He says, al-yaqeen, rahimahullah, is more specific. Akhass. Akhassu min al-ilmi bi-amrayn. It's more specific than knowledge from two aspects. أحدهما, the first one, أنه العلم الراسخ القوي الذي ليس عرضة للريب والشك والموانع. He said the first affair is that certainty, it is the strong and firmly grounded knowledge. It's not just knowledge, but rather it's the strong and firmly grounded knowledge, which is not exposed to any doubt or suspicion whatsoever. It's not exposed to any doubt or suspicion whatsoever, anything that would block it or stop it or prohibit it, any from being firm and established. وَيُكُونُ عِلْمًا يَقِينًا إِذَا ثَبَتَ بِالْخَبْرِ. And it's considered certain knowledge if it's established for a person by way of information, meaning from the revelation, and even the legislation, that is the knowledge, even in the affairs likewise of the dunya. And it becomes certain knowledge by hearing the information, by hearing about it. And if the one who informed is reliable and trustworthy, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And who is more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if the information comes from Allah or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is the most truthful information. So this will bring ilm, yaqeen, knowledge, certain knowledge if it comes by way of khabr, any information. He says, وَعَيْنَ يَقِينًا إِذَا شَاهَدَتْهُ الْعَيْنُ وَالْبَصَرُ. And it will be considered the visual certainty. And he will see it with his eyes. Certainty in sight. And if he witnesses it with his eye and with his sight, if he views it. And this is another level. And he could hear about it, and then if he views it, it's even more certain. So he has certainty by hearing the authentic and the reliable source. The information from the authentic and the reliable source. But whenever he witnesses itself, whenever he witnesses itself, now it's even more firm and more strong. He says, وَلِهَذَا يُقَالُ لَيْسَ الْخَابُرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَةِ. He said, because of this, it's said that to have information is not the same as seeing it. It's not the same as seeing it. And for somebody to tell you about it, it's not the same as you witnessing it yourself. It's not the same as you witnessing yourself. He says, وَحَقَّ يَقِينَ إِذَا ذَاقَهُ الْعَبْدُ وَتَحَقَّقَ بِهِ. And it would be considered true, the certainty of truth, any true certainty, if a person, if a slave, a servant, meaning an individual, were to taste it and to actualize it and to implement it. And at this time, this would be the highest level that he's involved in it. And he knows it, he sees it, and he's involved in it. And he's tasted the reality of that affair, and now he has no doubts whatsoever. Absolutely no doubts whatsoever, even more certain and more certain and more certain. This is the first affair. This is how knowledge, this is how certainty is different than knowledge, or more specific than knowledge. And because yaqeen is knowledge, but it's a specific type of knowledge from two aspects. That's the first one. He says that amru thani, the second affair, which is more specific than knowledge, from certainly certainty, that clarifies that certainty is more specific than knowledge. أَنَّ الْيَقِينَ هُوَ الْعِلْمُ الَّذِي يَحْمِلُ صَاحِبَهُ عَلَى الطُّمَانِينَةِ بِخَبَرِ اللَّهِ وَالطُّمَانِينَةِ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَالصَّبْرِ عَلَى الْمَكَارِهِ وَالْقُوَّةِ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَالشَّجَاعَةِ الْقَوْلِيَّةِ وَالْفِعْلِيَّةِ وَالِاسْتِحْلَاءِ لِلطَّاعَاتِ وَأَنْ يَهُونَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ الْمَشَقَّاتُ وَالتَّحَمُّلُ الكريهات فهذه الآثار الجميلة التي هي أعلى وأحلى من كل شيء من آثار اليقين. He says, so the second affair is that certainty is the type of knowledge that will carry the person who has it to have tranquility, and to have peace and ease of mind with regards to the information that Allah has informed of, and with regards to that which has come in the Quran and the Sunnah. And that this certainty here, whenever he hears it, he will find tranquility and peace of mind. He hears it, he will find tranquility and peace of mind. He knows it's the truth. no matter what it is, even if he didn't understand it, or even if it appeared in some manner to conflict with something that he already thought he knew, for example. The one who has this type of certainty, that will all go away. It will not bother him whatsoever. It will not prick in his heart. He will surrender to it and submit to it, and he will find ease in his heart whenever the khabar of Allah comes in the Quran, or the khabar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, and authentically, then it will be easy for him to accept that. It will be easy for him to accept that. Likewise, he will have tumanina. Tumanina means a sakina. Sakina, it means yani, to have tranquility and peace, and to have ease, like this, and yani, tranquil with the affair. This is with regards to that which has come in the khabar of Allah. Also with regards to the dhikr of Allah. Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. This will come with when? With certainty. When certainty is there, then at this time the heart will find tranquility when Allah is mentioned. This time that the heart will find tranquility when Allah is mentioned. And likewise, whenever being patient with he will be patient with dealing with that which is disliked. Any of the affairs that are hard and difficult, that which is disliked, he'll be able to be patient with this. He'll be able to bear that in a beautiful manner. Sabran jameel. Sabran jameel. Sabr al-jameel, the people of knowledge, some of them have mentioned, is like for a person to put something very sour in the mouth and to not make any bad or disgusting or displeasure, show any displeasure in the face, in the facial movements, yani, like this. Sabrun jameel. Beautiful patience. Beautiful patience. Al-quwwa fi amrillah, and also to be strong in the command of Allah, meaning upon the deen of Allah, and to have bravery, to be brave with one's statements and actions, and to find the sweetness of obedience. And to find the sweetness of obedience. And also it would be the dealing with the difficulties that are found in the path of Allah, and in the path of obedience to Allah, and establishing the deen of Allah. At this time, whenever he has certainty, these things will become light for him and easy for him. It'll be easy for him to deal with them, and likewise to bear that which is disliked or that which is hard and from this affair. And in the cause of Allah, in the path of Allah, meaning in the path of establishing the obedience of Allah. And the one who does this, he will face hardships, he will face difficulties, he will face things that he finds difficult to bear, that his soul dislikes. But by having certainty, he will be able to bear that and deal with that, and even find the sweetness of faith with regards to that. He says, so these beautiful effects here and traces here, and that which comes about from certainty, this is the highest and the most sweet of all affairs, and from the affairs of al-yaqeen, and the traces of al-yaqeen. So the one who has certainty, this is his case, and that he will have sound knowledge. And this is what is required. This is what is required to have certainty. And doubt is the opposite of that. And shak and suspicion and to go back and forth and to be uncertain or not sure, all of this is contrary to that. So the author, he mentions now, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah, the Most High, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. He mentioned an ayah. وَجَهَدُوا إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. جزاك الله خيرا. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا. This is the point of witness for the author. He says that verily the believers, they are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثم لم يرتابوا, أي ثم لم يشكوا, and then they did not have any doubt. The believers, they are only those, meaning that the believers are no one else except for these people. Any of those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they have no doubt. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِم فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And this is the issue here. Not only do they have no doubt, they have certainty and their faith in Allah and in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, they strive in the path of Allah with their selves and their wealth. And so therefore they have the certainty and they have the actions that proceed from that. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِم فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah, He mentioned about them, أُولَئِكَ هُمْ As-Sadiqoon. They are the ones who are truthful. They are the ones who are truthful. So Ahlul Iman, hum Ahlul As-Sidq, as has preceded. Yani to reach As-Siddiqiyya and that high level of truthfulness and sincere faith is to have certainty. To have certainty. This is the condition for faith. Likewise. So after this, the author, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, and the statement of Allah the Most High, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبَلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدَى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمْ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. He mentioned the next verse, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, and the meaning of which is, and they are those who believe, and those who believe in that which is revealed to you, meaning O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which is revealed to those before you, and they have certainty in the hereafter. And they have certainty in the hereafter. It is these, they are the ones who are upon guidance from their Lord. And they are the ones who are successful. And they are the ones who are successful. So we see here that this is from the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, that Allah, He began His book mentioning the attributes of the righteous. أَلَذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who believe in the unseen. And they have certainty in that affair. They believe in the unseen, believing in Allah and that which Allah has informed of in His book, in His revelation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they establish the prayer and they spend from the wealth that Allah has provided for them, obligatory, non-obligatory. وَالَذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. And they believe in that which is revealed to you, O Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning they believe in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Meaning they believe in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. This is what was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qur'an wa sunnah. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. That the Sunnah likewise is revelation and legislation. And this is what Allah had revealed to His Prophet. He revealed to him the Qur'an and the Sunnah. أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَىٰ. Verily I have been given the Qur'an and the likes thereof. And the likes thereof. Meaning the Sunnah, which is the clarification and the detailed interpretation of that which is mentioned in general in the Qur'an. So therefore, those who believe in that which was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which was revealed to those before you, many from the previous prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu wa salam, and the proof of evidence for the author, wa bil akhirati hum yuqinun. And with regards to the hereafter, and the meaning and the promise of the resurrection, and the accountability, and the Jannah and the Nar, they have certainty. They have certainty. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدَى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. These are the ones here. And from their traits here, for the proof of the author, that those who have certainty in the meaning of the hereafter, and the resurrection and the accountability, these are the ones there upon guidance from their Lord. These are the ones who are upon guidance from their Lord, and these are the ones who are successful. So the people of certainty, they are the people of authority and command in the religion. And they're the people of truthfulness and piety and righteousness, and they're the people of sincere faith, and they're the people of guidance, and they're the people of success in this life and the hereafter, and they're the people of true reliance and trust and faith and hope in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And these are from the benefits of certainty, from the benefits of certainty. After this, the author, he says, wa qawlihi ta'ala, and the statement of Allah the Most High, now clarifying the opposite of that. And so first, he's mentioning the chapter about doubting and being uncertain, and he clarified what is obligatory first and foremost. We have seen this is the methodology of the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and then after that, he clarifies the opposite of that, which is the purpose of the chapter, and to clarify the issue of doubt and the foul outcome of this affair and the dangers of that. And the statement of Allah the Most High, وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا إِلَى قَوْلِهِ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the statement of Allah the Most High, and whenever it is said to them that verily the promise of Allah is truth, and the hour which there is no doubt about that, until the statement of Allah the Most High, and they say that verily we have no certainty. So now the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions clarifying the dangers of doubt and the outcome of those who are doubtful. And he mentioned the statement of Allah the Most High, وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. And in the verse continues, قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِ مَا السَّاعَةُ إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنَّا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. Allah, he mentions that they say whenever it's mentioned to them that verily the promise of Allah is true, and the promise of Allah to resurrect the people and to hold them accountable for their actions and their deeds, and that the hour, there's no doubt in that, whenever it's mentioned to them, and the hour meaning the resurrection, whenever it's mentioned to them that this, they say we don't know about the hour. We don't know about the hour. We're in conjecture, and we're not certain about that. We have no certainty about that. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. And we do not have any certainty about this affair. And so this is from the issues of the people, or this is from the traits of the people of the hellfire. And their outcome is that they are in abiding punishment. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And for having this doubt and the suspicion. So this is the evidence of the author. After this, he says, وَكَانَ مُعَاذٌ رَضِيَ عَنْهُ يَقُولُ. Mu'adh, he used to say, رَضِيَ عَنْهُ فِي مَجْلِسِهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ قَلَّ مَا يُخْطِئُهُ. Allahu hakamun qist, halaka al-murtabun. Allahu hakamun qist, halaka al-murtabun. He mentioned here the narration of Mu'adh that he used to say in his gatherings, with the people, and he would almost never leave this. يعني وقل ما يخطئه يعني كاد ألا يفوته أن يقول هذا. It would almost never happen that he would forget to say this in his gatherings. I mean, many times he would sit in his gatherings, and this is what he would say, that Allah, He is حكمٌ قسط, يعني حاكمٌ عادل, that Allah, He is the true judge and He is just, and those who have doubted and are uncertain, that they are destroyed. Then they are destroyed. This narration is in Sunan Abi Dawood, yani in the wording of Abi Dawood, rahimahullah ta'ala, it's mentioned that it says, كَانَ لَا يَجْلِسُ مَجْلِسًا لِلذِّكْرِ حِينَ يَجْلِسُ إِلَّا قَالَ. إِلَّا قَالَ, that he used to not sit in a gathering of dhikr, except he would say whenever he sat, and he would mention this statement. A gathering of dhikr, yani a gathering of admonition, and a gathering of knowledge, and a gathering of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His legislation and His deen and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what he would say. Allahu hakamun qist, halaka al-murtabun, that Allah, He is hakam. This is from the beautiful names of Allah, al-hakam subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning al-hakim, that He is the judge and He is the one who rules. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, qist, yani adil, and He is just in that. And whoever doubts, then he will be destroyed. And whoever doubts in this affair, he will meet his destruction. And he will meet the fate of that. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more than one type. Allah hakamun subhanahu wa ta'ala qist. Al-hakam, this is from his names, his beautiful name, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has al-hukum. إِنَّ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. The hukum is for no one except for Allah. From the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hukmu al-kawni, al-qadri, the universal hukum, yani the universal command, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever He orders and whatever He judges, it occurs in His creation, and nothing happens except for with His will, and because He is al-hakam, yahkum bayna ibadihi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the one who decrees, and He is the one who judges. And whatever he commands, he says, be and it is. He says, be and it is. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. Because he is al-hakam, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But likewise, he has al-hukum al-shar'i, al-dini. Al-hukum al-shar'i, al-dini. And this is what this name indicates, al-hakam. That he has the universal decree and command and judge and judgment. And also he has the legislative judgment, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, Allah, He says, إِنَّ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. That verily the judgment is for none but Allah, and He has commanded that you should not worship anyone except for Him. That you should not worship anyone except for Him. أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءَ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Do they have partners that have legislated in the religion that which Allah did not allow? Allah, He is al-hakam. He is the one who legislates universally, and likewise in the deen, religiously and legislatively. Religiously and legislatively. And likewise, Allah, He has al-hukum al-jaza'i. Al-hukum al-jaza'i. Al-hukum al-jaza'i, meaning the rule of recompense. And He is the judge, and He is the one who recompenses the people. Al-hakam. Inna Allah hakamun qist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-hak, He is the judge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the most... and He is the most just, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He recompenses the people. And He has this hukum. So the hukum here that is understood from this attribute of Allah, and this beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal is that He has al-hukm al-kawni, al-qadri, and al-hukm al-shar'i, al-dini, and al-hukm al-jazai, al-jazai, that He recompenses, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recompenses those who do good with good, and He recompenses those who do evil with the likes of that. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجِزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى بِالْحُسْنَى. So this is all from the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and He is al-hakam. This is what Mu'adh, he used to say, radiyallahu anhu, in his gatherings, reminding the people, Allahu hakamun qist, halak al-murtabun. And those who doubt about the ruling of Allah and His universal decree, or those who doubt and they have suspicion, they're uncertain about the legislation of Allah and His legislative command and judgment, or with regards to His recompense and His reward or punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala, qad halaka. Then you have to have certainty in these affairs. Certainty in the universal command and judgment of Allah, that nothing happens except with His permission, and that whatever He has commanded, it will occur according to His knowledge and according to that which He has willed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is all according to His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to His wisdom. And likewise His legislation, that which He has legislated this with knowledge and with wisdom. And so therefore the legislation is good, all of it is good and beautiful, and is for the benefit of mankind, the legislation of Allah, because He is hakamun qist, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise His recompense, His recompense is just. And وَمَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا, and your Lord, He does not oppress anyone whatsoever. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ, and your Lord is not oppressing whatsoever to any of the slaves. So therefore a believer, he will not have doubt in these affairs, and rather he'll have certainty in these affairs. After this, the author, he says, وَقَالَ ابْنُ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ إِنَّ مِنَ الْيَقِينِ أَلَّا تُرُضِيَ أَحَدًا بِسَخَطِ اللَّهِ. That Ibn Mas'ud, he said, رضي الله عنه, this is حديث موقوف, يعني موقوف على ابن مسعود, من قوله رضي الله عنه, that he said that verily from certainty is that you do not please anyone at the anger of Allah. From having certainty is that you do not seek to please anyone at the anger of Allah. ولا تحمد أحدا على ما أتاك الله ولا تلوم أحدا على ما لم يؤتك الله. He said رضي الله عنه, that you do not praise anyone, praising them with love and veneration for that which Allah has given you. And you do not blame anyone, and you do not blame and find fault with anyone for that which Allah, He has prohibited you. From that which Allah, He has prohibited you. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِعِلْمِهِ وَقِصْدِهِ جَعَلَ الرَّوْحَ وَالْفَرَحَ فِي الْيَقِينِ. And Allah, from His knowledge and from His justice, He has made relief and happiness and satisfaction and contentment and certainty. وَجَعَلَ الْهَمَّ وَالْحُزْنَ فِي الشَّكِّ وَالسَّخَطِ. And Allah, He has made being worried and upset and grief, He has made this to come by way of doubt and being unsatisfied and ungrateful. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.